better get nasty, bitch. Good morning, everybody. Hello. Thank you so much for choosing to tune in to Tea Time with Effie. I know that I have been gone for quite some time, but I have decided to stretch out season two, seeing that we only have 3 episodes to go after this one. I've been taking some time to myself. I've been working. I've been spending time with my friends and, you know, family and stuff. So it has been really good taking that time out for myself. But I am back again, babies. And today we are going to be speaking about boys. Now, I started off this episode by playing that little snippet from the Boys remix by Britney Spears and Pharrell Williams, and I decided that it would be really good to start off the episode with that, since the episode is entitled Boys, Can't Live With Them, Can't Live Without Them. Babies, when I tell you, we love men. I love me a good man. There is just so many things to love about them, so many things to hate about them too, and we're gonna get right into that today. So without further ado, let's start off the episode as we always do. Whether you're listening to me at home, laying in your bed with your earphones, or maybe you're driving in your car, you have me on the surround sound or the stereo, or you might even be in the grocery or liquor store doing your weekly or monthly shopping. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. So let's dive straight into chapter 1, The Love of Men. Babies, like I said, there are so many things that we can love about a good man. Everybody wants a good man. There are songs out there about, you know, Toni Braxton, I Wish That I Was In Your Arms Like a Spanish Guitar. Songs like Baby Boy by Beyonce. Songs like Motivation by Kelly Rowland, which is a little bit more sexual. But and even Selena Quintanilla, Dreaming of You or I Could Fall in Love. Ooh, beautiful songs about these men out there, babies. And I agree with every one of them. Once you find that man who treats you right, who loves you for you, who just embraces all of you, flaws and all, that is what we all want. And that is, okay, not what we all want, because obviously people are into, you know, the different things. Some people like women, some people like men, but y'all know I like me some men. And for the love of men, it just takes me back to so many good memories that I've had in my past relationships, from getting engaged, going on weekend trips, being so excited to see your man come and pick you up, going on a nice date or, you know, something like that. And those are good memories, even though the relationship's not there anymore. But the good memories stay with you. The bad ones too, but the good memories definitely stay with you if you open up your mind and go back into that box right behind your brain, where you done stored all that shit. So, the men, I just think like my past relationship, this guy, he was the sweetest person you could ever have. He was protecting. Babies, when I tell you, he was protecting. There was this one time we was in a club. And we were sitting at the VIP section. And this other 2 boys came to sit there. But obviously, they didn't know that he was my boyfriend. And this guy started talking to me, asking me, hey, what's your name and shit. And do you always come here? Are you a performer here and stuff? I said to him, yes, baby, I'm performing tonight. Now, this happened too about 2 years ago before Corona. We was talking and shit. And then all of a sudden, I feel this guy putting his hand on my bra strap as if he trying to loosen my titties. And I got up so quickly, I walked to the backstage and I went over to my sister, Lizelle Taylita Clinton. And I said to her, baby, this man trying to get with me right in front of my boyfriend? Shit. And at that time, I said, girl, just give me a shot of something. I need a shot for my nerves. They said, Effie, this is going to happen. I said, yeah, it's going to happen. But shit, when it happens to you, you don't know how to react. And the boyfriend of that time came into the room and he was like, what just happened there? I said, no, the guy was starting to touch up on me and shit. And he was like, ooh, I'm gonna show him. Then he went outside, he started fighting with the guy and everything. Like, a part of me felt really good that you could that you felt that you needed to protect me like that. But other part of me also felt like, baby, you kind of know this is going to happen, so maybe you shouldn't have done that. But the fact that, you know, that he could and you know, was willing to stand up for his woman, that made me feel like this is a strong man. This is a man who really loves me and stuff. So, like, memories like that are really good to, you know, hold on to. Of your past relationships and shit. Even the one that I told y'all about that I got engaged to, I was actually the one. Now, baby, so I'm gonna tell you, I was actually the one who done popped the question. We had been drinking. Yeah, we've been drinking that day, and we had some friends over and stuff. But babies, when I tell you, the love that we had, or at least from my side, the love that I had for this, I can't speak for him. The love that I had for this man, I have never experienced the love like that before. Even though there was a lot of bad things that happened, but the love that I put into that relationship, babies, when I tell you, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. We went on dates and we, like, was planning to have babies and get married and, you know, all this stuff. So, yeah, like I said, the friends had left and it was just the two of us there, and we was drinking with babies. When I tell y'all, we was drunk as shit. We was so drunk. He more than me. But because with him, I was always like, okay, you gonna get completely wasted. Somebody's gonna have to keep their head on their shoulders. So, anywho, we're talking and, you know, we get to kissing and all this stuff. And I look at him and, like, we're standing against the wall inside the house, just by the kitchen entrance. And just talking to each other, like, he's holding me, I'm holding him and stuff. And I say to him, you know what? I have never felt a love like this before. I know that sounds like a song. But yeah, that's what I said. I have never felt a love like this before. And I don't want to wait no more. I don't want to be telling people that you my boyfriend. I want to be telling people that you my fiance. And he was like, Effie, what are you saying? I went back into the room, got a ring, because I had a ring that time. And I went back to him and I asked him if he would marry me, and he just started bawling, like he was crying like a baby. He was like, are you serious? I was like, yeah. And he said, yes, I'd love to marry you. Oh, babies, this memory is hitting kind of hard on my spirit. Shit. Oh, Lord, I didn't think this was going to do this to me. But, yeah, and then I put the ring on his finger. We got to kissing, and it was just a beautiful night. And then we continued drinking, and both of us just got so drunk that the both of us just passed out in the lounge. But that's a story for another day. So, yeah, like I said, the love of men, like, there's just so many beautiful memories that I have been privileged enough to experience through my life, and for that I'm very grateful. And I know that I trust and I believe and I'm manifesting the hell out of this shit. That one day my Romeo is gonna come around for me, babies. And it's gonna come around for all of y'all, whether it's a man, whether it's a woman. Like, you want that kind of love, like Jack and Rose of the Titanic. You know, that type of love, where it's just like, oh, I'll die for you, baby. I'll cry for you. I'll do anything for your ass. And, so that's chapter one for the love of man. And let's dive straight into chapter two, babies. We're gonna tell y'all chapter two, dating type men. Oh, fuck my life. Like, men that you meet on dating sites. Like, I have been on one particular one now for this past few weeks. And previously, I've been on others as well. And I've actually never really dated somebody from a dating site before. Oh, except the first one. No. Yeah, there was one guy that I dated, but that was many, many years ago. He was actually my first boyfriend, if I think about it. No, second. Yeah, he was a second. But these days, in 2021, I don't know what's happening on these dating sites, but it looks like these men are just out there to have a good time. They don't want to date you. They don't. I'm generalizing. I'm sure there are a few that are seriously looking for love. Like, I mean, we've got the reality series out there called 90 Day Fiancé. People are finding their love and stuff. And, Bachelor and Bachelorette and Love Island, all these places, these different shows are out there. Like, there legit are men that is looking for love on, you know, dating sites. And I think, I mean, even the blessers out there also just looking for a companion, somebody to love and, you know, to look after, like I spoke about in one of my previous episodes. But let me get to this site that I'm talking, that I have said that I'm on for this past few weeks. Babies, when I tell you, shit, I have chatted to so many of men, like so many, like from the age of 21 all the way up to the age of 53. Now, I'm not trying to tell y'all I'm going to go for 53 because I can't. You're close to the age of my mama. I'm not trying to do that. It's going to be crazy. But then again, on the other hand, I always say to myself, well, sometimes if you think to yourself, it would be beautiful to, you know, really date a, you know, a Eric Forrester type, you know, type of man, like from Days, I mean, what is it, The Bold and the Beautiful, or what's the other people of Days of Our Lives, you know, those older men that just look after themselves and they still look good in their bodies and they still young and, you know, younger the heart, and you know, the age isn't so bad. So, like, in that sense, like, maybe in the future, I don't know, I can't say, but they are out there and they are looking for love like everybody else. And like I said, so I've been on this app and I've been chatting to all these different guys, and there was this one that there was actually two that I met in this past month that I've been, you know, off of recording a podcast. And let me speak about the one for now. I'll leave the other one for the second round, for the third chapter. So this guy messages me, and now, babies, this is story time with Effie. Tea time. Y'all know it's tea time, but this is some story. And I'm not trying to give no, I don't know, details, but listen carefully. And he done started messaging me, and we started chatting and stuff. And I saw on the app that he lives right around the corner. Shit, like 4 to 7 kilometers away. And, you know, we started chatting and, you know, getting to know each other and everything. And he was just like a sweetie pie. You know what I'm saying? He was like a sweetie pie. But I never thought that he would message me, because of the fact that when I had gone into his profile, his thing had said, no over 30s, please. And y'all know a bitch is over 30. I'm not trying to say which age it is. Might be 31, 32, might be 39. Y'all don't know. I'll leave that to y'all for y'all to ponder. But anywho, so he started chatting to me and shit. And every day we would speak and, you know, just get to know each other. And I started to not really get butterflies in my spirit, but just having that excitement again. Like, oh my God, there's somebody that's, you know, interested in you. Like, it happened so fast, because literally I had just downloaded the app, and about 2 or 3 days later, he messaged me. I was like, shit, this goes too fast for me. And, yeah, so eventually we had, you know, planned to meet each other. And we did meet each other. He had come over. We'd had some drinks together. And, just talking, getting to know each other. We watched the movie when he came inside. I was busy watching That's So Raven. And we, you know, got to talking, was watching the movie, was cuddling, having a few drinks, because I still had my vodka in the cup. And, you know, then things went from watching movies to the nasty. But I'm not going to go into detail with that, because I know my mama listens to my podcast. But yeah, so you know, it happened, and it was beautiful. Like, Lord, like Jesus, I know, when I was done, when we was done, like, I was like, you know how it feels when somebody just put it on you and you just like, oh shit, like, that wasn't just like a, you know, wham bam, thank you ma'am. That was making love. Like, we was make, ooh, it was beautiful, babies. When I tell you, shit, he done put it on me. Anywho, so it was done. He stayed for another while, and we were sitting in the lounge watching a movie. A little cartoon had come. Not actually a cartoon. It was Josie and the Pussycats was on the TV. And we was watching that. And he just said to me, Effie, I don't really understand what this movie is about. And then I explained to him, no, it's about, you know, subliminal messages that was put into the song to make the lead singer believe that she was the star. She didn't need her other girls, you know, singing with her and stuff. So he was like, I still don't understand. Anywho, so eventually he left, and we had, you know, we continued talking, not as much as we did before, because now we already know each other. And you know, the funniest part of it all, I had asked him, what is your star sign? And he said to me, you know, my star sign is Cancer. And I was like, you know what, I could really see, I could see that she was a Cancer, because my sister is my biological sister, Jamie, she's a Cancer too, and she's just beautiful, like her ways and everything. And even one of my friends that I met on Big O Live, Mango, she's also a Cancer. Just beautiful people. Like, I don't know where they come from, but they just, I'm not only talking about physically, but emotionally and mentally mature. Just beautiful. And this is what this guy was too. Everything, like, just, oh, it was good. But yeah, and so we've been starting to chat less and stuff, but we chat every now and then, and things. So it's not like he's ghosting me. I'm not getting ghosted, by him. We're still chatting, we're still friends, and I don't know, we'll see what happens. I don't think anything serious will happen between the two of us, but if it did, I would be fine with it, because like I say, he is the perfect gentleman, the perfect gentleman. I mean, we was even we were sitting in the room, and he asked me, because I got a cabinet with all my heels in, and he said to me, are these your heels? I said, yes it is. And he said, wow, this heel in particular one, actually I wish I could show y'all, but he said this heel in particular just gave me a big deja vu. I said to him, why, what happened, baby? He said to me, no, Effie, a few years back, it was Christmas morning, actually the morning after Christmas, but on Christmas night, my mama had told me, you better clean that kitchen, you know, it's your hair, because they take it in turns. Every year, a different person gets a chance to clean the kitchen, and y'all know, Christmas kitchen, you don't want to clean that shit, it's too much. Y'all know it's like Thanksgiving. And anywho, so he said that, you know, there was drinking and everything, and he just got so drunk, he decided, you know what, I'm going to clean the kitchen the next morning. Then apparently the next morning, his mama or his sister had woken him up and said to him, hey, you ain't never cleaned the kitchen last night, you better clean that shit. I think it was his mama. And he went into the kitchen, saw all the dishes, and he just felt a whack against the head. And I said to him, a whack against the head? What happened to you? Shit. He said to me, Effie, my sister done threw me with that heel. That heel that you got there in your cabinet. I was laughing. I said, oh, that's so crazy. He said, and I was still hungover, so it really hit down to my spirit. But yeah, that's the type of connection that we had. We could just be ourselves, laugh, and you know, everything just clicked wonderfully. But like I say, Jamie is a Cancer, so the fact that me and my sister have a really good relationship, it's like, I don't know, maybe Aquarius and Cancer are compatible, like in that sense, at least. I don't know the rest of the stuff. But yeah, so that's this app for you. Like, people be messaging you real quickly, and you think that, you know, it might turn into love or anything, but maybe it just turns into one thing. I don't know, you know, sometimes people just out here trying to tap that and they want to go about their business. But yeah, enough of that. Let's dive straight into chapter 3, and this is the final chapter. Now, babies, when I tell y'all, this chapter I have entitled, When Ghosts Resurface, or Do They? So, like I said, I was on this app for some time and chatting to different people and stuff, and this one guy had also messaged me, and you know, we was chatting to each other every single day, talking to each other and shit, and also built a good friendship. I literally, after the second day, like, I considered him to be a good friend of mine, because we ain't never spoken no sexual stuff or nothing. It was just like, you know, how's your day, and you know, what's your, you know, just literally getting to know each other and shit. And eventually we had met up, but then, babies, after that time, I had never heard from him again. I heard from him that afternoon when he had left, but after that, I had never heard from him again. I have sent good mornings, good afternoons, hey stranger, nothing. So, babies, I am ghosted. I have met Casper, the friendly ghost, and babies, when I tell y'all, he was a light-skinned guy. He was actually a white guy, so it actually fits that I've been ghosted, because, Lord, he was milky white, like Casper. But anywho, besides the fact that he ghosted me, you know, the time that we was chatting to each other and stuff was very nice. And I really appreciated that because, like I said, I considered him as a friend. But then there's this other one that I had not met on, you know, this app. Actually met him on the Facebook. And we have been chatting for many years. And he has always wanted to get with me, but not like get with me in a, you know, sexual way or anything, but just like get to know me and, you know, maybe start a relationship and stuff. And all your own in this year, like, I literally thought like it was going to happen. And maybe it could still, maybe it could. But the one thing that happened was, we was chatting to each other every single day. I even told my mom, my sister about him. And a few of my other friends. And I mean, Peyton, who was, you know, on a previous episode that I did, my drag mom. She asked me to show her a picture of him. And she said to me, Effie, he's beautiful. He's really cute. So I was like, yeah, I know, shit. What you take me for? Anywho, so yeah, like I said, we've been chatting and we had planned to, you know, meet each other last month, actually. But something came up, like he hadn't got paid or something, and we unfortunately had to postpone. But that didn't, you know, it didn't upset me too much because I just, you know, I went to Peyton's house and we had a good time that weekend. We had a very, very good time because obviously the monies that I had, you know, budgeted for the state to meet this guy, I could then, you know, spend with Peyton. Not that I spent everything. Peyton done paid me for, you know, we went 50-50 with everything. I appreciate my friends for that. But, yeah, so, you know, me and this dude still continue chatting and everything. And, you know, really, like, emotions was really stirring up inside of me until 2 weeks. Two weeks back, he just went completely quiet. Like, completely. For almost 10 days, he went quiet. And I spoke to my friend Emily. And I said to her, a girl that I met on Big O, I spoke to her and I said to her, baby, I feel like this guy's ghosting me. She said, why, Chomium? Chomium is a word of endearment that we use towards each other. It's like, what's wrong, friend? Yeah, friend is like Chomium. So, she said to me, I don't know, Effie. Maybe he's going through something. Just wait it out. See if he does message you. But don't message him first. Because if he can't even send you a good morning or anything, and you always need to, you know, reach out first, then I think that kind of says that he's not interested. But, so eventually, was it yesterday? Yesterday or the day before? Yeah, he messaged me. And we started chatting again and everything. And my mom had actually asked me yesterday how it's going with it. And I said to her, it looks like it just fizzled out because I don't know. Like, he just went quiet and shit. But he had reached out to me. Actually, yesterday we chatted quite a bit. And he said to me, like, he apologized. He said, I'm so sorry that I went all quiet on you. I was dealing with something, and you know, when I'm going through something, I tend to shut everybody out. And I said to him, I appreciate that. I appreciate you apologizing and explaining your situation. But one thing that I need to tell you about me, I'm the type of, like, even like with friendships, even like, I'm the type of person that needs constant affirmation, constant, not like chatting 100% of the day. But, like, if I'm pursuing somebody, I'm going all in. And I appreciate them, you know, doing the same. I said to him, at least you could have messaged me and said to me, you know what, Effie, I'm going through something right now. I haven't forgotten about you. just give me time so that, you know, I can just deal with whatever I'm going through and things. So he said to me, I apologize. I definitely remember that. And so I don't know. We're chatting. He messaged me this morning. Good morning. Hope you have a good weekend and everything. So we'll start chatting again and we'll see if it builds up, because clearly this dating site that I told y'all about ain't working shit. So I'll see. I'm not going to completely shut the door on him. Like I said, we are just getting to know each other, like really, really know each other. Like I said, we've been chatting for quite a few years, and he actually reached out to me while I was in my previous relationship, and I said to him, I can't, I'm in a relationship and all this stuff. But yeah, sometimes, you know, maybe it just wasn't our time, that time. Maybe it's our time now. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Like I said, boys, can't live with them, can't live without them. So, we'll see what happens to Effie, if she is going to, you know, end up with this guy, or if maybe there's somebody else, you know, that's going to come into my life and shit, because y'all know bitch getting old. I need to settle down, shit, before, while I still got my looks, I gotta settle down. I'm not trying to be lonely. I'm not trying to be lonely at an old age, shit. But yeah, babies, that brings us to the end of today's episode. I have thoroughly enjoyed it. You know, spilling some tea on some nasty, I didn't go in detail, but, you know, spilling some tea, and letting y'all know about, you know, my exes, you know, with my engagement and the other one, you know, standing up for me in the club and, you know, all these other guys. But yeah, I really enjoyed myself today. And I shall see y'all in, or hear from y'all. Well, I see you on the app, you know, when people are streaming the episodes. So I hope y'all are blessed. I hope everything is good with y'all. Y'all are healthy and, you know, just keeping your spirits up in this difficult time that we are living in. And, just thank you. Thank you for still continuing to, listen to previous episodes that I've done in season 2 as well as season 1. I still see the numbers going up. I appreciate y'all so much. The new listeners, the old listeners, I appreciate and love all of y'all. So, yeah, like we end up every episode, whether you was listening to me laying in your bed with your earphones, maybe you was in your car driving, had me on the stereo surround sound, or even doing your weekly or monthly shopping. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. Y'all be blessed.